broadcast service of City College and the San Diego Community College District. This is Jazz FM 88.3 KSDS San Diego. I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. Support for Inside Art comes from the members of San Diego's Jazz 88.3. This week on Inside Art, we'll preview Recordially Yours, a new documentary celebrating the life and times of the late San Diego folk, jazz, and record store impresario Lou Curtis. But first, San Diego vocalist Allison Adams Tucker has just released Retro Trilogy, an eclectic 18-song jazz project that celebrates three distinct decades of musical expression from the 1970s, 80s, and 90s. Recorded in New York with an A-team of supporting players, along with musical arrangements by her longtime local collaborators Peter Sprague and Danny Green, Retro Trilogy covers an extraordinary range of pop hits and lesser-known gems by Paul Simon, Peter Gabriel, David Bowie, Prince, and many others. Saturday, June 24th, Allison Adams Tucker will be performing in a free concert with the Peter Sprague Group as part of Summer Fun on the 101 at Leucadia Roadside Park on North Coast Highway 101. Allison, congratulations on the new release, and it's great to have you back on Inside Art.
Thank you, Dave. So happy to be here.
Well, this was a long time coming, this project, or a long process, I may say. It's three distinct elements to this that all come together as an 18-song project. Tell us about how, well, your theme for it, what was behind it, and the whole process.
It was a long process to get out simply because of the magnitude of how many songs we were including and the rollout process. And I think also because it comes from a place of retrospective youth and my experiences that have made me the musician and the human that I am today. And it was a very emotional project. I was surprised. It didn't start out that way, and then life happened, and the pandemic happened, and it's very, very emotionally embedded for me, but healing at the same time. I approached my producer, Matt Pearson, who was my producer for my third album, Wanderlust, in New York in January of 2018, talking about ideas for a fourth album. And I wanted to veer away from the themes that I had touched on the first three albums, which were largely songs of the Great American Songbook, music of various world cultures whose languages I speak. And I wanted to look back at the music that I came from. And that was the music of the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. And he suggested this rollout pattern of introducing a single and an EP for each of the decades and choosing my favorite artists for each of those EPs and treating them in a jazz interpretation. And I loved the idea. I didn't realize at the time, and a lot of music, the way that you release music is constantly changing, and it changed drastically during the pandemic. I didn't realize what a huge release plan that was going to be. But in essence, I discovered it was actually four releases within a four-month period. So it took a lot longer for me to prepare for it, to save for it, and then to actually just get the courage and the gumption to set it in motion. And the pandemic gave me a perfect opportunity for a respite and for planning and to sit back and make a strategy plan. So here we are in 2023, and I began the release process in January and February and March and for the first three EPs. And then in April, I released the whole album as a digital album and also as a CD.
So this is really chronicling some very important musical periods in your life. And I do love that everything is infused with your jazz and Latin sensibility along the way.
Yes.
But tell us a little bit about that mix of songs.
In the 70s, and I was very young, so it was more the music that my parents played that I enjoyed. And So I was looking at the music that my dad played on guitar and sang to me, and Paul Simon, and then also music of artists who were going to become more in my sphere of music in the following decade, like Queen and Electric Light Orchestra, ELO, David Bowie. Those were really the artists that I started listening to in the 80s, but I was being introduced to them in the 70s, so I included them in my 70s EP. In the 80s, I was getting into performing as a musician, and I was in a new wave cover band, punk cover band.
I did not know that.
You did? Oh, gosh, there are photos out on the internet. If you were to search, that would be shocking. But I started off with, you know, Karen Carpenter and Julie Andrews and Heart and ABBA, and ended going into Flock of Seagulls and Depeche Mode and The Cure, and a lot of people here listening may not even recognize.
Well, but, certainly the hits of your generation, for sure.
The hits of my generation, but I was performing them and singing them. So the voice that I have today is laced with nuances of the way that those songs were sung originally, and I cut my vocal teeth on them. And then the 90s were really my coming into my adult self, I think a little more settling on who I most am today. And although the 90s, I found as I was choosing music for that particular EP, I found that one to be the most challenging. And for all three, I wanted to choose a song in a different language just to represent my love for world cultures and for my languages. And I had a fun time doing that. And in the process of all of those elements, I chose songs that were very popular and songs by artists whom I adored that were lesser known, but interesting compositionally, melodies that had inspiration for me to wander, or chord progressions that were going to enable us to do something interesting with them. And also wanted to give a little nod out to Josh Nelson, who also did some really fun arrangements on the album.
Well, that brings me to the band, or the musicians that were part of the whole recording process. A stellar group. Tell us a little bit about them.
Matt Pearson, my producer, put together, he always proposes ideas of combinations of musicians who have worked together on other projects. And on this one, he proposed Kevin Hayes on piano, Tony Shear on bass, and Kenny Wallison on drums and vibraphone. We were looking for a different instrumentation, and I really wanted to use more string and mallet-oriented instruments and get away from the classic horn instruments that I had done in the past. And that trio has worked a lot together with various, you know, world-class artists, and they brought kind of a less straight ahead, more folk pop essence to the jazz language, and they're just ferocious jazz artists themselves, each of them in their own right, and together they just brought all kinds of surprises.
I get so lost sometimes. Days pass and this emptiness fills my heart. When I want to run away, I drive off in my car. But whichever
Johnson was added on percussion, and Peter Sprague added guitar throughout. and Yotam Silverstein on guitar for a lot of the tracks.
Ese amor llega así, esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo de danza vana, porque es muy despreciado, por eso no te perdona llorar.
And I did a lot more harmony, my own harmonies. And I've always loved doing backup vocals and harmonies since I was very young. So I added a lot more to these songs.
There you go with your Carpenters influence there.
Exactly.
That's right. You're going to be performing up in the North County for a free concert with Peter Sprague and another all-star San Diego quartet or quintet. Tell us about that at the Leucadia Roadside Park there.
Yeah, summer fun on the 101. I lived in Leucadia for 17 years, and it's a free concert at the end of Leucadia Boulevard. And Danny Green will be playing piano, Duncan Moore on drums, Justin Grinnell on bass, and Peter Sprague on guitar and arrangements. And we'll be doing a variety of arrangements that we have recorded together recently during pandemic. Paul Simon songs, a Carole King song, Beatles, some standards. It'll be a fun afternoon, and that, as I understand it, I've never been to the music festival before, but they have lots of local music in various genres throughout the day.
All right, that's at the Leucadia Roadside Park on North Coast Highway 101, a free concert. And then also you'll be performing on the 19th of June at Tio Leo's as part of the Rob Bush All-Star Benefit Concert. If you don't know who Rob Bush is, he is a well-known, long-serving San Diego jazz critic, fan, longtime friend of Jazz 88.3, who's going through some health challenges right now.
I'm so honored to be a part of that. And it's got quite a lineup. Holly Hoffman reached out to me, and she has been instrumental in bringing together a real supportive group of talented jazz artists here in San Diego. And Robert is... he is a wonderful legacy for San Diego, for and beyond. Actually, he does reviews nationwide for all kinds of jazz albums, and we hope that this will be helpful.
Okay, that is on the 19th, 6 p.m. at Tio Leo's. Admission is free, and donations are welcome and encouraged for that. Now, Allison, on Retro Trilogy, as I went through the album, I was really delighted to know a lot of these songs and start singing to them myself, but yet experienced the thrill, I have to say, of all new arrangements and a whole new approach. You know, you're singing along, and yet you're experiencing something brand new. Was that really part of the equation that you'd wanted, you know, listeners to have with this?
That was the hope. Absolutely, Dave. These songs have embedded so many memories for many people that are listening. And I've experienced in the concerts where I have performed this music afterward, a lot of people coming up to me and some expressing tears, some expressing, oh, that put me back to my high school years when I was, and they would give me a very specific memory. But then at the same time, like this bright, fresh, new experience from the present. And that's really what I was hoping for everyone and what it has been for me. It's kind of a wrapping up of the 1990s and entering a new millennium, a new generation, and looking at the generations of the past and how they have set the stage for the world that we're living in today.
I've been speaking with Allison Adams-Tucker, whose eclectic 18-song collection Retro Trilogy has just been released. Allison, congratulations again on this wonderful project, and thanks for coming on the program.
Absolute pleasure, Dave. Thank you.
Love, love is a verb. Love is a doing word. Fearless on my breath.
Retro Trilogy by Allison Adams Tucker is available wherever music is sold and at AllisonAdamsTucker.com, where you can also learn about her free concert with the Peter Sprague Group Saturday, June 24th at 2 p.m. at Leucadia Roadside Park on North Coast Highway 101. She'll also be performing as part of the Rob Bush All-Star Benefit Concert Monday, June 19th at 6 p.m. at T.O. Leo's. Admission is free and donations are welcome. Coming up, we'll preview a new documentary celebrating the life and musical passion of the late San Diego folk, jazz, and record store impresario Lou Curtis. Recordially Yours is next as Inside Art continues here on San Diego's Jazz 88.3. Funding for Inside Art comes from the members of Jazz 88.3, where your support brings the joy and history of jazz and all of the arts to San Diego. To become a member, visit jazz88.org/donate.